بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, prayers and peace be upon all of the prophets and upon our messenger, Prophet Muhammad. First of all, I want to say that one of the benefits for me about hearing what I just heard from somebody of not considerably, but an older age than I'm at, and more life experience and more teaching experience, can come to the conclusions that I came to, which makes me realize that I might not be crazy after all. And that in itself, I think, is one of the benefits of hearing an alternative perspective, is that what you surprisingly find is that there are actually many people out there that are having these same inklings. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the present situation, the condition that we're in. And I think the primary reason for that is the extraordinary factor that is never placed into their equation, which is the human soul. This is not in the social engineer's equation. And I think the thing that sums it up best, there was a book written by a man named Crosby about his basic thesis was that the incredible control that has taken place in the last 500 years is based on the ability to measure things, that human beings have obtained a power of measurement. They can measure the air. They can measure the ocean. They can measure the stratosphere. And measurement gives you power. In fact, the Arabic word to measure and to have power is the same word. But one of the verses in the Quran says, مَا قَدُّرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They didn't measure God. They didn't measure God. He's not in the equation. And one of the things that we see that is so prominent in modern society is the attempt to remove the sacred, whether it be Christian sanctity, whether it be Islamic, whether it be any type of vision of a sacred world. It is removed, and when it is included, it's included in a way that takes the teeth out of it. It's included in a way that makes it an object of study, as in anthropology. We can look at the quaint natives, the quaint beliefs that they held. I took a course in the university called Magic, Religion, and Science. And you can see from the order where they were taking you. In other words, we lived in a magical period where people believed that there were gods up on Mount Olympus and they did extraordinary things. And then we moved to the religious period, a little more rationalism, introducing elements that the intellect could share, but still retaining fragments of that previous period, the magical period. So the belief in angels, despite the fact that every culture on this planet has some concept of the angelic realm. Coincidence. That every culture on this planet has some concept of the demonic realm. And every traditional culture on this planet has some concept of the sacred realm. But these are our remnants. And then the religious period was superseded by the rational scientific period. And then the religious person becomes irrational. As if irrationality was not part of the human makeup. Human beings have irrational elements. Why do you fall in love? Is there anything rational about falling in love? And yet a large part of my life has been affected by the fact that I fell in love with a woman. And it was a completely irrational event. I couldn't tell you why it happened. I couldn't even tell you how it happened. But it happened, and I've got some children running around as a result. It was irrational. But it was one of the best things that I ever did. So we do irrational things, and we shouldn't be ashamed of those irrational things that we do if there's some type of satisfaction that comes out of it, if there's some meaningful event, if there's some purpose, if it fulfills something necessary to our humanity, to our being, then we cannot say it's irrational. But what becomes irrational is a society that claims to be the most rational society on the planet, and yet it has the most irrational premises at its foundation. The premise that human beings can be controlled. The human being is a loose cannon on this planet. And we have to thank God for that. The human being is unpredictable. The human being will do things because he's told he can't do them, because it's impossible. And sometimes, because he was told he can't do it, he does something extraordinary, or she does something extraordinary that changes the world for the better, and sometimes for the worse, and that's being human as well. The ability to make human mistakes. There are people now who would say, what do we do? We've got this system. What John Taylor Gatto just said, it would seem as he's saying, throw the whole thing out. And we're told there's no turning back the clock. You can't go against progress. There are people that will say that. They'll say, this is human progress. You can't go against progress. And yet, one has to question the intelligence of somebody who recognizes that they've made a wrong turn down the wrong road and it's taking them to the wrong destination, and they see a sign. You see, you're going to a place called Paradise, South Dakota. And you turn on the wrong fork, and suddenly it says, Hell, Arizona. You have to question the sanity of that person to not turn his car around and head back to where he made that mistake, because that's a sign of intelligence to make a mistake and to rectify the mistake that you've made. And if you can't do that, then you're stupid. And those are the people that are supposed to get the F's. Really, we have to question a society now of lemmings headed for a precipice, and nobody is saying stop. And the people that are saying stop are called radicals, are called extremists. A lot of people don't realize that some of the greatest, most celebrated people in these so-called universities, these higher centers of learning, were radicals in their time. Some of them were killed because of their ideas, burnt at the stake, put under house arrest. And then we can honor them. Like they used to say, the only good Indian is a dead Indian. That's what the Americans used to say, the only good Indian is a dead Indian. Well, now you can have Hollywood films in which Geronimo's the hero. He's the hero. The bad guys are these stupid white guys. We can do that now, but woe unto Geronimo when he was calling his people to rebel against control. A free people. A free people.